Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the second parak of Maseches Pesachim. Today we are learning Parak Beis, Mishnah Beis, and Parak Beis, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah teaches us chametz shall nachrish avar alav haPesach, that chametz that was owned by a non-Jew during Pesach mutter behana. You're allowed to get benefit from that chametz after Pesach. However, says the Mishnah, Vishal Yisrael, but chametz that was owned by a Jew during Pesach, aser b'hana, that you're not allowed to benefit from after Pesach. If there's a store, for example, owned by a Jew at still does business and owns chametz on Pesach, doesn't sell their chametz, doesn't get rid of their chametz for Pesach, then you're not allowed to go to that restaurant or to that store until you know that all of that chametz is gone, because you're not allowed to get any benefit from chametz that was owned by a Jew on Pesach. Shneimar, as the pasuk tells us in Sefer Shemos, Lo yireel lecha seor, that the leaven shall not be seen in your possession. Meaning, the Torah forbids a Jew to have chametz in his possession during Pesach, and the Chachamim therefore wanted to punish anyone who would have chametz in his possession on Pesach by making their chametz aser behana, forbidden to benefit from, even after Pesach. Continuing now with Parak Beis. Mishnah Gimel says the Mishnah, Nachrisha Hilves Yisroel al Chametzo. If a non-Jew lent a Jew money before Pesach, and he basically, the Jew left the Chametz as a mashkon, as a collateral with the non-Jewish lender. So what's the case in that situation? On the one hand, it was technically owned by a Jew, but it was in the possession, it was in the reshus over Pesach of a non-Jew. So what's the halacha? Achar ha-Pesach, mutter behana. Says the Mishnah, the halacha is that if the Jew doesn't repay the loan that he was supposed to, the chametz is permitted. It's mutter behana after Pesach. That since the Jew did not pay on time, it retroactively, l'mafreya, became the property of the non-Jew from before Pesach, and it is therefore permitted on Pesach. Now it is permitted to benefit from after Pesach. Now we should just note that the halacha does not apply unless the chametz is in the house of the non-Jew on Pesach. That if the Jew had kept it in his house on Pesach, then he would be responsible for keeping it safe, and that responsibility would make it considered to be his owned chametz on Pesach, which would make it aser after Pesach as well. Therefore, the chametz is permitted only if two conditions were met. Number one, it retroactively became the non-Jew's property from before Pesach. And number two, it was in the house of the non-Jew on Pesach itself. Now the Mishnah is going to teach us the opposite case. V'Yisrael shehilves hanachri al chametzo. If a Jew lent a non-Jew money before Pesach, also in this situation, the non-Jew left his chametz as a mashkon, as a collateral, as a security with the Jew. Here too, the chametz technically belongs to the non-Jew, but it's being left in the home of a Jew as collateral for the money that the non-Jew borrowed from the Jew. Says the Mishnah, Achar HaPesach, Aser Behana. The halacha is that if the non-Jew fails to repay the loan on time, the chametz is Aser Behana. You can't get benefit from it because retroactively it became the property of the Jew from before Pesach, and because it was owned by a Jew during Pesach, it is usher after Pesach as well to get any benefit from it. Once again, we're assuming that it was in the home of the Jew, in which case it was his job to guard it, in which case we retroactively assume that it was owned by the Jew. Finishing off the Mishnah, chametz shenafol of mapoles, if you have chametz which a ruin collapsed on it, and it was buried under this pile of the rubble, harehu kimavor, we assume that it's considered to be destroyed. You no longer have to destroy chametz in a significant way, in a direct way. We can assume the rubble fell on it. It's not going to be anything that anyone wants to eat, and therefore it's considered to be destroyed for the purposes of bir chametz, for the purposes of destroying chametz. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, says, Kol she'in ha-kelev yachol l'chapes achar. If you want to know what's considered destroyed and what's not, so he said that chametz is considered destroyed and no longer in the owner's possession, only if it is buried so deep that a dog is unable to smell it and therefore cannot search for and take out the chametz from under the rubble. And as the Bartanura points out, this is really shlosha tvachim. And if it's three tvachim down under rubble, then it's considered something that no longer needs to be destroyed physically, because we assume that it's no longer in your rishus, no longer in your possession. It already has it's already naturally destroyed, and you don't have to do anything more. Quick review, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis taught us that the chametz owned by a non-Jew on Pesach is mutter b'ana. You can benefit from that chametz after Pesach, but if chametz is owned by a Jew on Pesach, then you're not allowed to benefit from that chametz even after Pesach has already come and gone. And then Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel taught us two cases, where the first case where a non-Jew lends a Jew money before Pesach, and the Jew left chametz as a security with the non-Jewish lender. And the halacha was that if the Jew failed to repay the loan on time, the chametz was permitted to be benefited from after Pesach, because at the end of the day, the Jew didn't pay on time. It retroactively belonged to the non-Jew, and therefore it was chametz olav olav on the non-Jew on Pesach, that it was chametz that was owned by the non-Jew on Pesach, which you were allowed to benefit from after Pesach. And then the Mishnah continued to give us a reverse case where the Jew lent the non-Jew money, the non-Jew didn't pay on time, then attractively the money, the chametz belongs to the Jew, to his home, and it's his mashkon, and he gets the food, but therefore it's considered to be chametz that was owned by a Jew on Pesach, which would not be allowed to be eaten after, or benefited from, after Pesach as well. And the Mishnah concluded by discussing the case of the chametz, which had a mapol, let's say ruin, collapse on it. And we said that it's considered to be destroyed. After that point, no one's going to eat it. It's not going to consider to be in anyone's possession anymore. And Rav Shimon ben Gamliel clarified that only if it's something that so deep that a dog is unable to track it down, which would be three tefachim, as the Bartanura explained to us. Have a great day.